us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
One of the biggest online retailer for women's shoes globally did a survey with over 1,000 of their patrons, right? They went and they looked through the sample data, and they went and they asked questions. And these are some of the answers they found for women aged between 35 and 44 of this 1,000 plus sample size that they questioned. 20% of that sample size admit that they're more aroused by new shoes than their partner. More stats say that one in four of the 1,000 plus that were sampled won't take their heels off. You know, like when you get to the office and you got that one pair of heels, they just kill your feet. They kill your feet. You get to the office and you're like, I just want to take them off. One in four won't, even though their feet are in so much pain. Half admit to judging someone based on their shoes alone. Here's the answer. When anybody asks you how many, you always answer not enough.
There we go.
Whenever asked which is your best pair, you always say the next pair I'm going to buy.
I like that.
But Rocky, that stat that you brought up was for women mostly. I've seen you get very excited about sneakers.
Yeah. I'm a sneakerhead.
You've got quite a few.
I do, but here's the thing, the weird thing, and I think this is a universal thing with people that love sneakers, is that I don't want to wear mine. Like, I want to collect them. I want to collect them because they've become worth quite a lot of money. Mm. So I've started, I mean, many years ago I started, like 10 years I started collecting, I started collecting sneakers, much to Corin's disgust, and to the sacrifice of space that's needed to collect sneakers. And it's still a very much a passion, and I'm really happy. I keep telling Corin, have you any idea what the price of those off-whites are now? All those off-whites there. Do you have any idea what those are worth in their box? She says, well, they're in the garage. Let's hope the moths don't eat them. It's a cool thing to kind of collect and to have if you're going to go into the culture of sneakers.
That's it. And
that's
a whole
different world.
It is huge.
Out there.
I'm not going to lie, Nana. If you ask my husband how many pairs of shoes I've got, he's going to say too many. But they're probably all almost the same.
Yes.
Because I have a particular kind of shoe that I like to wear. And it's always going to be a similar shoe. It's going to be a little bit of a different height, a little sort of trim on the front or whatever, but my shoes are practically all the same.
It's a variation.
So every now and then I look at them, I go, oh, those are old, I'll throw them out. Like I did last weekend. And then you look and you don't actually have any left because the thing is, if I find a nice shoe and I go home and I go, oh, well, this doesn't hurt my feet and this is cool, I'll go back and buy another pair of that.
Exactly. I hear you. Because they're comfortable.
But they're practical shoes and nothing with cute toes and all that. I pity those girls, A, for their feet.
Yes.
Their four toes, because I've done it. Obviously, when I was younger, I did it. And it's awful to have sore feet all day long. To have nice shoes on. And secondly, for the money they spend on it.
Zandit, so we talk about volumes of shoes. Your mom, how many pairs do you reckon she's got?
We actually sat and counted a while ago because she was going through a phase where she was like, okay, well, maybe I need to start cleaning up and cleaning out. And we counted 406 pairs of shoes. Double bag, 812 individual shoes. whole thing for her was if she finds a cheap pair of shoes, it has multiple colors. So if it's green, blue, black, purple,
she gets the whole range.
And if it's $80 a pair of shoes, she's going to buy all four pairs in different colors. And then she ends up mixing and matching the shoes. So today she'll wear a purple shoe on the left and a green shoe on the right.
Wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.